Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN 1410. We're talking about surviving the single parent's divorce earthquake. We've heard from a couple of parents, a couple of different points of view. And before the break, we were talking about rebalancing, and I'd asked Dr. Aaron this question. Really, what is the balance between protecting your kids from, you know, new relationships and then meeting your own needs as an adult for a relationship? When are we ready for a relationship again? Some of us may be different than others. What are your thoughts, Dr. Aaron, on when we're ready for the relationship? Some people may have already been in one right now. They're in it. And they maybe didn't have the opportunity to hear some, you know, maybe different perspective before they made that decision. So really, that's a two-part question. What happens if you're already there? But first of all, let's deal with, when do we think we're ready? What would be a good time?
That's a really tough question to answer. I think on average, though, the 6 months to a year after a relationship is over would be a healthy amount of time to wait before you consider getting involved with somebody else again. Because you need time to process your feelings about the ending of that previous relationship, and secondly, to develop a stronger or more independent sense of yourself. Because let's face it, when you're with somebody for a while, your identity becomes wrapped up in theirs. You make choices about what kind of a place to live in, how you decorate it, what kind of activities you do together. Those things really define you. Your children also clearly define you as well. You need time to develop a separate identity. And this may seem a little odd because you think, well, I'm an adult already, I've got my identity. But our identities are always in flux, I think. And when you are faced with being on your own again, you need time to create a new identity, one that where you are taking your own feelings and interests more seriously, where you don't second guess yourself as much about making purchases or what holidays you might do and what kind of rules you might have in the house for your kids. It just takes a lot of time to make adjustments, and we keep slipping back into old patterns. All too often, I see people too willing to slip back into old patterns. I don't think they even think about it. They just feel this longing to be with somebody to perhaps help them feel worthwhile again or to feel nurtured. And they are not really thinking about the importance of being on their own and valuing their own company and valuing their own feelings and desires and pursuing them without second-guessing themselves repeatedly.
Oh, and I can remember specifically thinking in terms of I didn't even know anymore because I'd spent so much time pleasing or trying to please my kids and my husband at the time, and I don't think they wanted that from me. I think that was something that I naturally desired to do, and I got so involved in pleasing them that I couldn't figure out where they ended and I began. And part of that processing, I think, is really discovering now, you know, you're almost feeling a little bit like a teenager. You've got your own place, and this is how I'm going to do it, and you start to try to figure yourself out. I can remember actually sitting down with the kids shortly after that, watching some home movies. And, you know, of course, the girls thought it was great because they get to watch their birthday parties and stuff and sort of feel sad a little bit, you know, daddy's not in the house anymore. But for me, it was eye-opening. I heard and saw things coming out of my mouth that I was stunned to see how far I had forgotten who I was and how compliant I was. And I'm not a compliant personality, but I had adjusted myself so much to make the relationship function at the level that it was functioning at that I had totally lost a piece of myself. And that wasn't my ex-husband requiring that of me, and it wasn't my kids requiring that of me. I think it's something just so you don't even think about it. You're just obviously giving up pieces of yourself in order to make something cohesive, and I had to reclaim those areas without blaming that somebody else took them from me, because they didn't take them from me. It was choices that I made the way that I knew how to make a relationship work, and I found, you know, that I had really betrayed myself, like what we talked about last week, in some things there where I normally would never have agreed to do something like that or put up with someone talking to me that way or treating myself like that. But I was so bent on creating a peaceful environment while I was in the home. And to gain back that sense of who you are again, I think, is vital. So in the, you know, really the signs, I think, for myself, I mean, I'm grateful that I didn't start my new relationship until a year after. So I guess I fit within your prescription, Dr. Aaron. Mm-hmm. Lucky me, that was a total fluke of nature. But I know that it's vitally important to become a whole person yourself again so that you can become a whole person for your kids. And I think I heard a saying one time that said, the best way to help your kids be who they are is to live your life fully in front of them. And it helps them to learn to be whole and complete people. So it's vital to, like you say, rebalance and to find out what it is that's true about your situation and who you are as a person in order before you can then contribute in a healthy way to another relationship, a new relationship. Obviously, the person that you developed and created yourself to be in your past relationship isn't going to be suitable for your new relationship. So you have to make a better whole you if you're going to have a whole relationship.
Those are really good points you're making, Candace. I was going to suggest there's also opportunity in that time alone to develop other ways of creating a sense of balance or worthiness. Some people take the time to develop spiritual roots when they are, instead of relying solely on a partner or largely on a partner for their sense of worth, they may develop, go on a spiritual journey where they develop a sense of the worth that's independent of a partner, or they develop stronger, better friendships, mm-hmm. or they become more comfortable in their own skin, taking time to do things on their own, going to courses on their own rather than having to have somebody with them all the time to make them feel like I'm okay or I'm safe. And so that time on your own can be really valuable. You had asked earlier about when you might know it's okay for the kids to have a partner. And that's a little harder because I think kids like to have parents exclusively to themselves. Mm-hmm. I think you might find by talking to your children as you did that they're going to signal you when they're okay, they feel balanced enough themselves to tolerate sharing you with somebody else. I think though that when you are feeling really good about yourself, you're not off balance, they will become more comfortable with you having a relationship as well, because they don't feel like, here we go again, this is going to be a bad experience for us because mom's not going to be paying any attention to us, mm-hmm. or there's going to be fighting or everything's going to be in chaos. So when they sense that you are really taking good care of yourself, I think that they will be more at ease with you being entering into another relationship.
And I think for my them, I really was genuine about saying, okay, if you're feeling that way, you know what, we're going to make, you know, remaining in the home with me. The other two children are older and they had left the home. But I had said to them, if at any time you feel that you're losing me, that you're not feeling safe with me in this, you come and talk to me and I'm going to hear you. And a couple of times, not often, a couple of times the girls would say, well, I think we think you're spending more time with him than you are with us. And whether or not that was actually true or not, I think they were testing me and they believed that was a reality to them. And, you know, instead of being defensive and going, no, that's not true, I've spent, you know, this time with you, I would back up and go, you know what, whether it's real or not, they're feeling it. So I would then over and over and over again say, you know what, he's not as important as you are. So you know what, I'm going to phone him, we're going to cancel our plans tonight, and let's go do something together. And then within minutes, they turn around and go, no, it's okay. We just want to make sure, Mom. They didn't really want me to stop my plans, and I wasn't using it to manipulate them. I really was genuine about saying, okay, if you're feeling that way, you know what? We're going to make tonight a night for us. In the end, I think it was their confirmation. Mom's really serious. She means what she says. You know, she meant that we were important to her. And that enabled, really, my relationship to be more welcomed with them because they saw there was no competition and there was no threat. And that made all the difference in the world to them and their sense of feeling safe with me and how I was going to handle my relationship with them. And I think that that is vital because I'm not the kind of person, you know, I don't need anybody in my life in that sense, but I love people and I love to be in love. I love to be in a relationship, a healthy relationship. And I, you know, was not willing to say that I'm going to, you know, be 5 years, you know, a woman without a relationship. That's not who I am. Even my own mom, who I highly respect, she's a woman who never did end up remarrying or being involved in another relationship. She had recognized she was the kind of woman that would never do that. But, you know, she had looked at me one day and said, "You are not like me. You do need someone in your life." Not from the place of unhealthiness, but she said, "You're vivacious and you're full of life." And she couldn't imagine me being on my own, you know, for very long. And I really appreciated her saying that to me. So for there are people out there like me who want to be in a relationship, but that has to be balance. We have to take into consideration that we've got these little people looking at us saying, "Please make me feel safe," while you are making all these huge adjustments to our lives that normally we wouldn't have to deal with.
Right. And prove to me that I am worthwhile.
Yes.
That's, I think, the number one thing for a child. They need to know that they're worthwhile and they belong someplace. And I'd like to pick up on one other point you were making. Too often I experience parents turning to their children to validate their decision to be in a relationship as opposed to going the other way around where they don't need the children's validation of that decision, but they are really responsive and receptive to what the children's wants or needs are at that moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dr. Aaron. Coming up after the break, we're going to continue our candid discussion on surviving the single parent's divorce earthquake. That's Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN 1410 AM.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.